This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to give difficult feedback using the SBI method without triggering a defensive reaction. A structured approach to hard conversations that builds trust, not walls. In short, difficult feedback conversations go wrong when they feel like personal attacks. The SBI method gives your three-part structure: name the situation, describe the observable behavior, and state the impact. Used well, it keeps the conversation grounded in facts, protects the relationship, and gives the other person something to act on. Definition: the SBI method is a structured feedback framework that organizes difficult feedback into three parts: situation, behavior, and impact. It helps you deliver clear, objective observations during hard conversations, without resorting to character judgments or generalizations that trigger defensiveness. You intended the conversation to be helpful. You sat down with a clear head, thought through what needed to be said, and delivered your feedback as calmly as you could. Within 60 seconds, the other person's arms were crossed, their tone had sharpened, and the conversation had lurched sideways into a defense of their character rather than a discussion of what happened. You left feeling worse than when you started. This is what happens when even well-intentioned difficult feedback lacks structure. The words were meant to help, but without a clear method behind them, they landed as a verdict. In difficult conversations at work, how you say something shapes what the other person is able to hear. And when someone hears an attack on who they are rather than a description of what they did, their defenses go up and communication stops. The SBI method, which I cover in depth in Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time, is the most reliable tool I have found for solving this specific problem. It does not soften the message, it structures it. And structure is what keeps a difficult conversation from becoming a damaging one. What the SBI method actually does in a hard conversation. Most difficult feedback goes wrong at the same point it slides from describing a behavior to describing a person. You were unprepared feels very different to I noticed you had not reviewed the brief before the meeting. One is a label. The other is an observation. People can change an observation. They cannot argue their way out of a label without feeling attacked. The SBI method builds a fence around that slide. By giving you a defined sequence, it keeps you on the ground of observable fact. That ground is where growth happens. It is also where the other person can still feel respected, even while hearing something difficult about their work. In Say It Right Every Time, I put it plainly. Feedback is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used to build or to destroy. The SBI method is how you make sure you're building. How the SBI method works. Each step in use. The method has three parts. Each one matters. Drop one and the feedback weakens. Here is how to apply all three. 1. Situation. Anchor the feedback in a specific moment. Start by naming exactly where and when the behavior occurred. Not recently. Not often. A specific meeting, a specific date, a specific project. The more precisely you can place the situation, the more factual the conversation feels from the first sentence. Why this matters. Vague feedback is useless feedback. When you say sometimes in meetings, the other person can dismiss it as your general impression. When you say in the leadership presentation on Tuesday morning, there's nothing to dismiss. You're both standing in the same moment. Script example from Chapter 8. I would like to talk about the presentation you gave to the leadership team this morning. That sentence costs nothing in aggression, and it costs the other person nothing in dignity. It simply names where you are going. 2. Behavior. Describe only what you observed. This is where most people lose the thread. Instead of staying with what they saw, they drift into what they concluded about the person's attitude, professionalism, or care. The moment you do that, you've left the SBI method and entered the territory of character judgment. The rule is strict: describe the behavior, not the person. Only name what a camera would have captured. If a camera cannot record it, it is an interpretation, not a behavior. Script example from Chapter 8. I noticed that you did not leave any time for questions at the end. Not. You did not care about the audience's questions. Not. You were poorly prepared. Just what happened, stated plainly. 3. Impact. Say what the behavior actually cost. This is the step most people skip, and it is the most important one. Without impact, the feedback is incomplete. The other person may hear what they did without understanding why it matters. The impact step answers that question directly. Name the real consequence what happened to the team, the client, the meeting, or your working relationship as a result of the behavior. Keep it factual where you can, and honest where it involves how you felt. Both are legitimate. Script example from Chapter 8. The impact was that several of the VPs had questions that went unanswered, and it made us look like we were not prepared for their feedback. That sentence carries real weight, without a single personal attack in it. It tells the other person what is at stake. That is what changes behavior. Delivering the SBI method without triggering a defensive shutdown. Knowing the three steps is not enough. How you open the conversation and close it determines whether the other person can actually receive what you are saying. Before you deliver feedback, check your intention. Ask yourself honestly, am I trying to help this person grow? Or am I trying to make a point? If the answer is the latter, wait. Feedback given from frustration rarely lands as intended, and the other person's amygdala will pick up your tone before they process your words. As I explain in Chapter 8, to say it right every time, the amygdala hijack is the enemy of growth. When someone feels threatened, they stop listening and start defending. After you have delivered all three parts of the SBI method, do not stop there. Invite a response. Ask what support they need. This shifts the conversation from a verdict to a dialogue. It also signals that you are on their side, not opposed to them. Script from Chapter 8. In the future, I would like you to plan to end all presentations with at least 10 minutes for Q&A. How can I help you with that? That question changes everything. It says, I see the problem, and I'm willing to help you solve it. If you need tools for what happens when the other person reacts defensively despite your best effort, the core framework for staying calm when feedback triggers a defensive reaction gives you a reliable method for holding your ground without escalating. Applying the SBI method across different relationships. The SBI method works in multiple directions. Most people assume it only flows downward from manager to direct report. That is not true. The structure protects both the message and the relationship regardless of the power dynamic, because it stays grounded in observable facts rather than authority. With a direct report, the SBI method gives you a clear, respectful structure for correct feedback that avoids the twin traps of being too harsh or too soft. If you find yourself dreading these conversations, the issue is almost always the lack of a method, not a lack of courage. With a peer, the same structure applies. Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time offers this example. I would like to talk about our collaboration on the marketing campaign. I have noticed that in our last few meetings, you have cut me off a few times when I have been speaking. The impact on me is that I feel like my ideas are not being heard, and it is making it difficult for me to contribute fully. That is a difficult thing to say to a colleague. The SBI method makes it possible to say it without turning a working relationship into a grievance. With a manager, the stakes feel higher, but the method still holds. The key is to frame the situation carefully and lead with the relationship. Chapter 8 includes this example of upward feedback. I really value our working relationship, and I have a suggestion for how we could make it even better. I have noticed that sometimes in our one-on-ones, you're also checking your email. The impact on me is that I sometimes feel like I do not have your full attention. That takes real courage. The SBI method does not remove the courage required. It just makes the courage more likely to produce the result you want. For a deeper look at how to prepare emotionally before that kind of conversation, the empathy bridge technique for diffusing tension before a difficult conversation starts is worth reading before you walk into the room. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. How the SBI method reduces tension when correcting behavior. One reason the SBI method reduces tension when giving corrective feedback to a team member is that it removes ambiguity. When feedback is vague, the other person fills the gap with their worst fear that you think poorly of them as a person. Specificity closes that gap. There is also a deeper reason. When you name the impact honestly, you're treating the other person as someone who cares about consequences. Most people, when they understand what their behavior actually cost, want to change it. The SBI method assumes good faith, and that assumption communicates respect even before a word is spoken. This is why I believe, after 6 decades of navigating these conversations, that structure is not a shortcut. It is a form of respect, Ed says. I thought carefully about how to say this, because you deserve to hear it clearly. Where the SBI method fits in a harder situation. The SBI method is powerful, but it works best for specific, recent, single behaviors in an otherwise functional relationship. It is not the right tool for every situation. If the behavior is part of a long-running pattern, the SBI method alone will not be enough. You may need to use the SBI method to address tension-causing behavior without triggering a defensive shutdown in combination with a broader performance conversation. If the feedback has already been delivered poorly and the relationship has suffered as a result, the right next step is repair. The bridge method for repairing a relationship damaged by poorly delivered feedback picks up where the SBI method cannot reach. And if you want to understand what separates a useful correction from a demoralizing one before you say a word, the difference between criticism and constructive feedback is essential reading. When the other person pushes back. Even a perfectly structured piece of feedback can meet resistance. This is not a failure of the method. It is a normal human response to hearing something uncomfortable. The question is what you do next. First, do not retreat. Retreating teaches the other person that defensiveness works. Hold your observation. Invite them to share their view without abandoning yours. A script that works. I hear what you're saying, and I can see why you would feel that way. The way I experienced it was a bit different. Can I share my side of the story? Second, stay curious. Ask for a specific example of the situation from their perspective. This signals that you are not attacking. You're trying to understand. It also gives you information that might genuinely change your view. Third, know when to pause. If a conversation becomes unproductive, it is better to take a break than to push through to a worse outcome. The core framework for staying grounded during a tense workplace conversation gives you a clear method for exactly that moment. If you want to learn what to do before the conversation reaches the point, the empathy bridge before delivering critical feedback helps you create the right conditions for the message to land. Pitfalls that undermine even well-structured feedback. The SBI method protects you from most common feedback failures, but only if you follow the structure faithfully. Here are the places people tend to drift. The mistake. Packing judgment into the behavior step. Why it happens. You have been sitting with frustration, and it leaks through your word choice. What to do instead? Read your behavior statement back before the conversation. Ask, could a camera have recorded this? If not, write it until it can. The mistake. Skipping the impact step because it feels too personal. Why it happens. Naming the impact requires honesty, and honesty feels risky. What to do instead? Remember that without impact, the feedback is incomplete. The other person needs to understand what is at stake, not just what happened. The mistake. Turning the feedback into a monologue. Why it happens. Nervousness makes people talk too much. They over-explain to justify the feedback. What to do instead. Deliver the three parts, then stop. Invite a response. Silence after feedback is not awkward. It is necessary. The mistake. Delivering feedback on a pattern using only one example. Why it happens. You want to soften the conversation by not overwhelming the person. What to do instead. If it is a pattern, name it as one, and be prepared with two or three specific examples. Vague patterns create vague outcomes. Understanding why effective feedback is the backbone of workplace growth can help you build the conviction to stay specific and direct, even when it is uncomfortable. Building real fluency with the SBI method. Reading about the SBI method will not make you good at it. Using it will. Here is the truth of it. Every structured skill feels awkward the first time because you are consciously following steps instead of reacting instinctively. That awkwardness is the cost of getting better. Start with lower stakes conversations. Use the SBI method for positive feedback first, where the pressure is lower. Practice naming the situation, the specific behavior, and the precise impact even when the message is good news. When the structure becomes natural in those moments, it will be there for you in harder ones. Then raise the stakes gradually. Use the method with a peer before you use it with a manager. Use it for a small correction before a significant one. Each successful conversation builds what every difficult conversation requires: the trust that you can say hard things and remain in good standing. For a richer view of the full landscape of feedback skills, including how to handle the nuance and psychological dynamics of high-stakes moments, Advanced Feedback Techniques for Mastering Nuance, Tone, and Psychological Dynamics gives you the next level of preparation. The goal is not perfection. The goal is to stop avoiding the conversation and start having it well. In my 60 years of working with people through hard moments, I have never seen a difficult relationship improve because someone chose silence. I have seen many improve because someone chose the right words, delivered with structure and care. The SBI method gives you both. Use it, practice it, and trust what it does for the relationships that matter most in your working life. You can read the full framework and its supporting scripts and say it right every time. Frequently asked questions. What is the SBI method? The SBI method is a three-part feedback structure using situation, behavior, and impact. It helps you deliver clear, objective feedback during difficult conversations by focusing on what actually happened rather than personality or intent, which significantly reduces the chance of a defensive reaction. How do you use the SBI method in a difficult conversation? Describe the specific situation where the behavior occurred, name the observable behavior without judgment, then explain the impact it had on you, the team, or the work. Keep each part factual and brief. Finish by inviting the other person to respond, which keeps the conversation two-way rather than confrontational. Why does the SBI method reduce defensiveness and feedback? The SBI method removes character judgments from feedback because you are describing what you saw and what effect it had. Rather than labeling the other person has less to argue against. They can dispute your interpretation, but not the observable facts you have named. When should you not use the SBI method? Avoid the SBI method when the situation involves a pattern of behavior requiring a formal performance plan, a serious HR matter, or a relationship already in significant breakdown. In those cases, combine the SBI method with a repair-focused approach such as the bridge method to address both the behavior and the relationship damage. How specific does the situation need to be in SBI feedback? Very specific. Vague feedback is useless feedback. Name the exact meeting date, project, or conversation. The more precisely you anchor the situation, the harder it is for the other person to deny or deflect. Specificity also signals that you are dealing in facts, not feelings or general impressions. Can you use the SBI method to give positive feedback? Absolutely, and you should. The SBI structure works just as well for recognition as it does for correction. Naming the exact situation, the specific behavior you observed, and the positive impact it had makes praise meaningful and memorable, rather than a vague well done that people forget within the hour. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.